The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
Welcome to Moment of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. Today we're taking the second part on our teaching on change of garment. We've been able to address the significance of nakedness in our last teaching. And I need to let you know fully well, we are not wired to be naked. If you see yourself naked, maybe in dream, like people kept calling and asking me, well, could mean a sign that you are not prepared for your journey. It could mean a sign that you're living in possibly a secret lifestyle of sin. It could be a sign of shame coming. It could be a sign of you being prayerless. You don't have any prayer backup. And it's never the will of God for us to be naked. God had to cover Adam and Eve, change the garment from the fig leaves they made for themselves. God had to get them a coat made from animal skin, which will last them for a lifetime. Even though he was sending them out from Garden of Eden, he still gave them a cover as a symbol of his love. Beloved, no matter your condition, the Lord still loves you. His love for you is amazing. He's not embracing your sin, but your person he loves. He sent his son because he loves you. If there's anything you need to know very well, it's the unfailing love of God. John 13 verse 1 says, having loved the son in this world, he loved them to the end. Amazing love. And that's where you must understand the importance of why you must be covered. In Genesis chapter 41, we drive in from the life of Joseph. In Genesis chapter 41 verse 14 says, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. Amazing man, amazing testimony. This will be the third time Joseph will be changing his garment. If you follow his story very well, the father gave him a coat of many colors. Very, very prophetic coat that symbolizes his many stages. For Joseph, when he got the coat, the brothers envied him. They envied him for his dream. They envied him for the coat. They envied him for his word. Despite all that, that garment didn't last long. He changed that garment, but he started wearing them prophetically along the journey. When he got to the house of Potiphar, he had a garment of service. He was serving the Lord there. And it didn't last for long because Mrs. Potiphar tempted him for free sex offer. And he scaled through. Joseph changed the garment. And he moved from there, got to the prison. So you find him changing the garment from the father's coat given to him. He changed the garment again, running out from the hands of Mrs. Potiphar. And he was in the prison. And there again, they sent for him this time. He changed the garment. So you can see, he would be a man standing up and say, man, I've put on several coats in different colors. In my father's house, I had a coat of many colors. When I got to Potiphar's house, I was putting on the brown coat, so to say, for work. When I got to the prison, I was putting on something blue coat for consecration and a mark that I'm in the prison. But I didn't wear all those things for long. It didn't last. Beloved, this coat and this trouble is for a season. Go through it, you are coming out. We're going to be going on today to let you know that God has ordained you. Bible says he has ordained you for glory. He wants to clothe you with the garment of his righteousness. Bible says Pharaoh sent and called him, an invitation that demand him to change his garment. I'm praying for you that you get an invitation that will demand you to change your garment. An invitation that will demand you to put on something better comes your way in the name of Jesus. They brought him quickly out of dungeon. At salvation, we have been brought out of dungeon. We have been delivered from the power of darkness. We have been brought into the kingdom of his dear son. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13. We are no more citizen or victim of dungeon. He changed his clothing. You know why? Garments are changed because they don't match your journey. Garments are meant to match your journey. You dress for your destination. Joseph was going there, he dressed for it. Joseph dressed for his destination. So it's important you understand that we change garments because they don't match our journey. We change garments when they are old or torn. Jesus said, you don't put a new garment on the old one. We need to change it totally. We change garments when they are stained or dirty. Was recorded in Zechariah chapter 3 about Joshua the high priest putting on filthy garments in the presence of the Lord. We change garments when they are not good enough. when they are not good enough. Esther's garment was changed, not because it was dirty, but because now it's entering a new realm. We change garment when they are torn, like filthy rags, torn. I need to let you know that covering is divine. Covering is divine. In Job chapter 1 verse 10, you find Satan himself speaking concerning Job. Says, it not that you have made an hedge, made a cover around him, around his family, and you have blessed all the work of his hand. I am praying for you today that the Lord will cover you with his glory. What do you do when you know you are naked spiritually? That's one thing you need to think about. This is not difficult. Just turn to the Lord and repent and ask him to cover you. To repent is not as difficult. Just turn to him with a good and with a sober heart. Not just in your confession, with your heart. Let it be obvious. We need to understand that now in Christ Jesus, Christ has become our new garment. We have gained grace to be covered by him. On the cross of Calvary, they took him off, they emptied him, they made him naked so that we can be covered. In John chapter 19, verse 23 and 24, Bible said they removed his garment. They cast lot for it so that we can be covered. And I tell you one thing, this is the beauty of us being believers, that we are putting on Christ now. Beloved of God, it's high time for you to understand that you must put on Christ, because every garment carries identity and carries authority. You must put on Christ just the way you put on clothes. You must put on Christ. When you put on Christ, you will have his identity, you will have his authority. We'll go on a short break, and after the break, we'll continue.
This is Petra Ministries International, ordained to raise a community of committed saints who will be role models and agents of change to their society through the principles of the sound word of God. Join us for our interactive in-depth Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. at the Headquarters Church, Plot 1, Block 3, Ring Road GRE, behind Federal Inland Revenue, Adioyo, Ibadan. House of Mercy Church, Ayankoya Road, Okeado, Ibadan. Bible study on Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Liberty Gardens Church, Liberty Gardens, beside Mayor Blocks, Nayot Extension, Abofieti, Ibadan. Bible study on Thursdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Bethlehem Church, Shepherd Hill Nursery Primary and Secondary School, Orita Mary, off Elebu, Ibadan.
You're welcome back. For the sake of those just joining us, we are talking about change of garment. Let me share with you as we round off on some symbolic garments we must put on. We all must trust God for the garment that matches our dream, the garment that matches our purpose. That's what happened to Joseph when he was called to stand before Pharaoh. The first thing he did was shaved himself clean and he dressed for his destination. He had dropped the garment that the father gave him. He had dropped the garment in the house of Potiphar. He had dropped the prison coat. Now he dressed to meet Pharaoh. Not just meeting Pharaoh, but fulfilling the dream God had given to him. Have you a dream? I am praying for you that the Lord will clothe you with the identity and the authority to match that purpose in the name of Jesus. Beloved, you also need the garment of the priest to put on. Bible says we have been made kings and priests. In Exodus chapter 28 verse 1 and 2, we are expected to put on the garment of the priest made for glory and for beauty. The beauty of the garment of the priest is the garment of service. When God is looking for somebody to serve, you must never move back. The beauty of priesthood is that it gives you access to the mind of God. It makes you an intercessor, gives you the right to know better, gives you the access to stand in the gap for people. And we all must put on this priesthood garment that must not be stained. You know what scripture says? Let your hair lack no oil and let your garment remain white. But beyond the garment of the priest, we must also aspire to put on the garment of the king, the royal garment that was given to Mordecai. In Esther chapter 6, Bible says in verse 8, it says, let the royal apparel be brought which the king used to wear, and the horse and the royal crown, which is set upon his head. This was the garment given to Mordecai. In Christ Jesus, we have been made kings and priests. That's what scripture says in the book of Revelation chapter 1. And because of that, we must walk in that authority, in that honor. You must not be afraid of dispensing your authority as somebody who is now in Christ, ordained to function as God here on earth. We also need to put on the garment of a soldier. If there's any profession believers must understand fully well that we've been called into, is that we are soldiers of the cross. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 says we should put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. This garment of a soldier is you preparing for warfare. Even though we have the victory in Christ Jesus, no doubt, but we are wired for warfare. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 that no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this world, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Because we are soldiers, we must dress and live like one in discipline. Dress and live like one, being warfaring. David said, blessed be the Lord my God, who teacheth my hands to fight and my fingers for war. Beloved of God, hear me today. No matter the challenge that comes your way, do not forget that you are a priest. Do not forget that you are a king. And do not forget that you are a soldier. Beyond the garment of the soldier, you must also trust God to put on the garment of an athlete in all forms. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 says, if a man strive for mastery, yet is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. We must learn to strive lawfully. The garment of an athlete is the garment of discipline, of running the race according to instruction. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I keep under my body, I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Beloved of God, hearing me. Bible says you can be a castaway if you don't discipline yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25 says, every man that strives for mastery is temperate, is disciplined, not in some things, disciplined, temperate in all things. Bible says they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we do it for an incorruptible crown. It's not enough for you to be born again. You must add discipline. You must trust God for discipline. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace for discipline. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, he said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. He said, the grace of God upon me was not in vain. He said, I labor more than them all, yet not I, but the grace of God upon my life. And Bible says that we should learn to exercise ourselves to godliness. Not just bodily exercise, we should exercise ourselves to godliness. Hebrews chapter 12 made it clear from verse 1. It says, seeing that we are compassed with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that easily beset us, and let us run. Let us run with patience. You need this garment of an athlete to run with patience. You cannot do without it. And finally, you need the garment of a farmer. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6, it says, the husbandman that labor must be the first partaker of the fruit. And when you're talking about a farmer, you'll be talking about diligence and fruitfulness. Every farmer is diligent. Every farmer is hardworking. If you are lazy as a believer, you are putting to shame what Christ has said to that Calvary. You are putting the name of the Lord to shame. Jesus said, my Father walk, it at where I walk. He said, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. Night comes when no man can walk. If you are given to laziness, you need to change your garment. Beloved, by virtue of your salvation, you must understand that all that God has invested in you will demand you to labor. He said, we should walk out our salvation. You are not working for, you are working it out. It's settled. It's not a product of work. It's a product of grace sustained by discipline. And all these garments will be seen when we put on the garment of our salvation, which is the garment of praise. Beloved of God, as I round off today, the Lord will want you to change your garment. He wants you to put on a new garment to match your destination. He wants you to put on the garment of the king to express authority, the garment of a priest to serve, the garment of a soldier for warfare, the garment of athlete to run in discipline, the garment of a farmer for diligence, and of course the garment of praise, which is the garment of our salvation. If you want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've not done that before, just say, after me, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I'll be glad to hear from you. Give me a call with the number you're going to hear at the end of the program. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Transformation, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. For further inquiries, please call 081-2575-4907, 081-2575-4907, email menachris@yahoo.com. See you same time next week. God bless.